First of all, we'd like to sing for you Las Mañanitas, the Mexican birthday song, first of all in Spanish, and then in English, and then Cielito Lindo, a love song in Spanish, and then in English, and last of all, Allá Rancho Grande, in Spanish, and then in English.
Yeah. we merrily would stand.
I know that high noon is approaching, but then we've got some other real nice things on our program that we want to see. For instance, I surely do want to see Olga Paces from Tarpon Springs do the hula. And you know, hula means dance. My goodness, she's the queen of the May. Oh, and boys, and girls wouldn't be complete. Because where there's honey, there's always bees.
You'll note a little change on the program. We couldn't find Nellie Bly in time to bring her along with us. We found that instead of that coming with us, she went to a quilting party. Can you guess whose quilting party?
Brother 17 from Indies to Cathay.
Jemima.
Four live down in Shimbolin.
Four Aunt Jemima.
Dressed in sister's clothes.
Old Aunt Jemima, Ohio.
Sun so hot he froze his toes.
Old Aunt Jemima, Ohio. Caroline, Caroline, can't you dance the beeline? Old Aunt Jemima, Ohio. Caroline, Caroline, can't you dance the beeline? Old Aunt Jemima, Ohio.
Way down south in Mississippi.
Old Aunt
chickens catch the pip.
Old Aunt Jemima, Ohio.
Now, I haven't seen Cousin Nancy Hart, who was going to tell us how Hillbilly Jim won the Georgia Fiddler's Prize. But I do see some little boys getting ready to do seven jumps from Waycross, Georgia.
Be here this afternoon and play and perform for you folks. Hope we do good. Hope you enjoy it. The first will be a medley of folk reels, so Fred, what will it be? You tell.
Silk and Satin.
Silk and Satin be the first one, and what's the other two? The Girl Left Behind?
Yeah, you? And Alabama Gal.
Okay. Thank you a lot, folks. Fred, what are these waltzes going to be? You get right up in the mic and you tell them what they're going to be.
Well, it'll be, the first one will be in the good old summertime.
That's an old one.
And then the next one we'll play a part of it. It's the, I forget the name of it. I don't forgot the name of that one.
Well, you can recognize it when you hear it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
sweet bunch of daisies, folks. I thought I would after we got through playing.
Thank you.
Check. There we got it. While we caught Cousin Thelma Bolton off guard, you know it's an awful lot of work that goes into producing this folk festival. So what do you say, let's recognize the person that put in so many hours and making it such a huge success, Cousin Thelma Bolton. Give her a big hand. I see she's still busy, you know, sound effects, lighting. Tonight, if you're here and notice all these beautiful lights up here and all your seating arrangements, that doesn't come about just by thinking about it. That is done by the director, Mr. Foster Barnes, right over here. Give Mr. Barnes a big hand. Here she is.
Oh, I see. Well, I was tending to a few things back there. Got a pretty little girl standing up here ready to sing. Now, let me see. I've got to put my fingers, you see. Every now and then, when we change the program, that's kind of tetchus. Here's Susie Sutton from Crescent City down on Lake George to sing a Stephen Foster song for us. Let's give her a big hand. See, he's writing me a note now. I want to tell you that these picture takers, we are very grateful for. The Florida Development Commission has sent us Carl Holland, and he's just taking pictures by the score, and we hope that they will cover not only Florida, but these whole United States. Let's give Carl a great big hand, please. Now then, I think maybe I'll have one of our little folk singers come up here. I'm trying to get the crowd in before we introduce these beautiful, colorful dancers over here. Where's my boy, to sing John Henry. This is Steedy. His brother couldn't come because he had to go play, did he, in the band? And he's mighty sad about it.
Well, John Henry, he could hammer, he could whistle, he could sing. Oh, well, he went to the mound early in the morning just to hear his hammering, la la, his hammering. Just to hear his hammering, la la, his hammering. When John Henry was a little baby, oh, sitting on his pappy's knee. Oh, well, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel, said, hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord, hammer be the death of me. Oh, hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord, hammer be the death of me. When John Henry's family needed money, well, he said he didn't have but a dime. John Henry went to the captain, and the captain said to him, what can you do? He said, I can oyster jack, I can lay a track, and I can pick and shovel too, Lord, Lord, pick and shovel too. Oh, I can pick and shovel too, Lord, Lord, pick and shovel too. Well, the captain said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring me a steam drill around. I'm gonna bring me a steam drill out on this job. I'm gonna whip that steel on down, Lord, Lord, whip that steel on down. I'm gonna whip that steel on down, Lord, Lord, whip that steel on down. Well, John Henry said to the captain, looky yonder what I see. Hole and choke, drill and broke down. You can't drive steel like me, Lord, Lord. Can't drive steel like me. Oh, you can't drive steel like me, no, no. Can't drive steel like me. Well, John Henry said to the captain, no man ain't nothing but a man. Mountains, his hammer was striking fire. He drove so hard he broke his board, and he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he died. Oh, he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer. Well, they took John Henry to the White House, and they buried him in the sand. And every locomotive that comes roaring by says, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man.
How about that? We'll bring him back in a little while. We'll bring him back to sing his good old Mountain Dew. You know, I don't believe he reads a note of music. He's a self-taught folk artist. And that's why we are here today, to enjoy the folk ways, the old ways, the traditions, the cultures of the peoples of Florida. Now, the next group comes to us from the University of Florida, the German Club. Are you ready? Oh, they're not ready. Am I?
Here's the story of me lady and her love affair. He was handsome, he was charming, and she learned to care. To the city she would send me for flowers gay and bright, so that she could look her loveliest for her lover each night. For lavender roses for my lady so fair, 3 for her dress and 1 for her hair, to make her look lovely for the one she loved best. He won her heart over all of the rest. He was pledged to love another and could not be true. When milady heard the story, she was sad and so blue. So she told me she must leave him, though she thought that she would die. It's not right to hurt another, so she told him goodbye. For lavender roses for my lady so fair, 3 for her dress and 1 for her hair. With a heart that was broken, my lady died last night. No more lavender roses, only lilies so fair.